67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Father's Day 2024, wishing all the fathers out there a wonderful day. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round, recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. It's been a busy week, starting off with a respite cure weekend. Last Saturday, we had campers attending the Fishing Derby at Pleasant Creek State Park, sponsored by NRG. It was a wonderful day as campers casted their lines to try to catch the biggest fish. A big thank you to NRG for sponsoring this event. I was especially touched this year by seeing the members of the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Walleye Club not only managing the contest, but helping the campers with every aspect of the fishing experience. They were wonderful. Here's one of their members talking about the experience.
Hi, I'm Turk Thornton with the Cedar Rapids Iowa City Walleye Club. We come to the Camp Courageous Fish Derby every year to help teach the kids about environmental concerns with water and fishing. We're also sponsored by the National Professional Anglers Association. And so they provide fishing rods and some t-shirts that we give out to the kids also. We enjoy helping. This is just one of the events we do. We also do the Fisherama.
This past week was Best Buddy Week at Camp Courageous. It's a time in which a camper can bring along their best friend. The campers had an amazing time, and the parents loved the videos on social media. We had some of the following comments. That's my boy. Look at those moves. Yes, boy's having a blast. Another parent also wrote, I love this too much. Camp Courageous is the best place ever as they watch their kids having a wonderful time enjoying the camp activities at Camp Courageous. You can see more on the week on Facebook. After Best Buddy Week came Spinal Bifida Association's their special time here at Camp Courageous Thursday through Sunday. Wonderful time, and it's great to partner with our good friends with Spinal Bifida to enjoy Camp Courageous. This coming Wednesday, June 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., will be the Camp Courageous Summer Luau Dance. This is a free event for campers of all ages, their families, and friends. There'll be dancing and all kinds of activities, and we look forward to this coming Wednesday as we celebrate with the campers their 50th anniversary of coming to Camp Courageous. Our travel campers have been quite busy lately. They wrapped up their trip to Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. This past week, they boarded a pontoon in Clear Lake and went out and enjoyed a beautiful day pontooning the beautiful Clear Lake. Coming up this coming weekend, we'll have the Great Galena Balloon Festival, which our travel campers will be traveling to. And then after that, there's the School of Rock performance. We have a number of visitors that come from places like Okno and Iowa City. And one of our celebrities here this past week has been Susan Boyd. She's 98 years old, and she did the zipline ride along with a lot of her other fellow residents from Okno. Susan is the wife of the late Sandy Boyd, longtime president of the University of Iowa. The Boyds have been longtime friends of Camp Courageous for decades, and we enjoyed watching Susan enjoy the zipline. One of our longtime employees, Becky Melchert, who has been the administrative assistant out here for 21 years, will be retiring. We're having a special little party for her on June 22nd, Saturday, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. here at Camp Courageous. That'll be taking place in the Durgan Pavilion. If you would like to attend, you can just RSVP me at cbecker@campcourageous.org and let me know that you'll be attending. Once again, that's a retirement party for Becky Melchert after 21 wonderful years as administrative assistant here at Camp Courageous. Had a super time in Iowa City on Monday with Few Iowa's annual golf outing benefit for Camp Courageous. It was held at Finkbine Golf Course. It was sold out. Great crowd, great supporters of camp for years and years. A big thank you to all the sponsors and all those people that participated. And a special thank you to the FUEL Iowa staff, Gary Corner, John Manus, Jim Ewing, and Sarah Bowman. They had a wonderful time. Gary Haskin, one of our board members and also a FUEL Iowa chair in the past, helped us auction off some items that Lisa Bluter signed, and they went incredibly well. We had Lisa and we had Sydney Ofter, University of Iowa women's basketball player, attend the event, and the folks there really enjoyed their company. Once again, a big thank you to FUEL Iowa for their benefit for Camp Courageous. Our good friends up in the Waterloo area, the Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa, are having a roundup for the month of June for Camp Courageous. Thank you once again to Goodwill of Northeast Iowa. And of course, our Manchester garage sale continues to go well, located in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers. Our need of the week is headphones, those deafening type headphones. A lot of our campers are real sensitive to noise, and also detanglers. So if you have any of those items, we would sure appreciate them here at Camp Courageous. We have some dear friends that passed away, and their memorials come to Camp Courageous. Paul Bryant was from Bertram, Iowa. Good friend of the camp, great supporter, and our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. Also, Diane Nagel from Ankeny. Of course, the Nagel family have a great heritage here in the Monticello area. And camper Keegan Baumgartner passed away from Mason City. One of our longtime campers had muscular dystrophy. Our sympathy goes out to all those family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.